My name is Bonnie.
And I am Antoinette, and we're here to help you go greater. So, Good Girls Go Greater is about leaving behind the societal pressures of being a good girl, to stop people pleasing and make room for who you are and who you want to be outside of who other people want you to be. We believe you are great and you can do great things. We're here for you.
Wow naman, second episode na.
Woohoo!
If you're wondering what this Go Greater podcast is all about, best to listen to our first episode. Because we've unpacked quite a few things there about what Go Greater means for us. Especially as it relates to this being a quote-unquote good girl.
Yeah.
We also talk about fears of what people might say or think about you. Fears about asking for help na minsan super difficult to do kahit alam mo na you need help. Ay, nako, I'm raising my hand for this. Itong, yes. This is me so much. So for today's episode, our second episode, Tony and I will unpack the fears that come with self-promotion or branding. Nako!
Yes!
Itong topic na to. Sabi ko, Tony, I have so many things to say. How does this relate to the good girl image? Kasi bawal nga daw mag-self-promote. Grabe.
Yeah.
And I have heard people say so many bad things. Na kesyo, pag self-promoter, I don't like her.
Or mayabang, that. Parang ganun. May ganong feeling, di ba? Na parang, ang yabang naman.
Yes, and maybe, you know, parang nagulat sila, bakit ganyan kataas yung confidence niya? Ang question ko naman is, why not?
Why not?
Di ba? Bakit yung confidence level affected yung ibang tao doon sa confidence level mo, sa pag-self-promote mo? What does it trigger?
It does trigger something, no?
Oh, it does trigger other people. Eh. I am actually very curious about their worldview as to why self-promotion or branding trigger other people. Is it because we were told to minimize ourselves for others, to the tall poppy syndrome? I've talked about this with a global coach in Instagram because she talked about it, and I'm like, oh, thank you, you've discussed that, because I totally have that ever since I was a child, and I cannot fit in the corporate world, because it seems to me that if I enjoy what I'm doing, because I'm a very loud person, that I always get to be seen as, oh, bida-bida. Oh, ito na naman si Tony. It is smart shaming, eh. Very smart shaming. And in a matter of self-promotion, I have always been called out. I feel, may not be true. And at the same time, if it is, it's okay. is this girl a self-promoter or what? I am just having fun. This is what it is. I am just having fun with my life.
Yes.
I am just enjoying this. I'm having fun with my life. If it looks like I'm promoting myself for you because it triggers this for you, then so be it. Because I'm not here to change your perception about me.
Yeah.
I'm here to have fun with my life. And so these are the fears. You know,
talk
about women. Some women really have the confidence to go for it. It's just that other women knows that ambition has a penalty. I've raised this with you earlier offline. Right?
Yeah.
And it resonated to me.
Yeah.
How is that for you, Tony?
Well, for me, it's very parang in terms of yung trigger, since you mentioned din yung trigger.
Yeah.
For me kasi, when I see someone very confident, parang nakaka-mesmerize, di ba? Parang, wow, so galing. So, yun yung reaction ko. Although, I would have to say, you know, to be very honest,
yeah,
na I didn't used to feel or think like that. I also had to reprogram my mind. Kasi, normal lang man, di ba, Bonds? I'm not sure if you've encountered people like this or if you've ever experienced this, but yung normal feeling of may konting hint of jealousy, buti pa siya yung ganon, di ba? Buti
pa siya normal. Ganyan. Jealousy yeah, but is not a very necessarily, normal
yeah, but yeah. Not necessarily to the point na parang gusto mong ihilahin pababa yung other person. It's really more yeah. on, I wish I also had that, but bravo, nakuha mo yun, di ba? Yung ganon, yeah. or that yeah. you are very confident, and etc. But I do relate no, to what you said in terms of like yung good girl image, just because we've been brought up to be quiet, diba? Quiet ka lang, diba? Pag iniwan kita dyan, oo, pag iniwan kita dyan, quiet ka lang, oo, behave, yung ganun, oh my gosh, naalala ko lang yung everything, and I'm very sorry, you know, segue lang, I'm very sorry if narinig to sa mga pamangkin ko, kasi I used to tell them, behave ka lang, ganyan, and as we mentioned, diba, we're not perfect, we're also learning, sabi nga, ni yes. Dr. Maya Angelou, di ba? When we know better, we do better. So, now we're practicing doing better, being greater, di ba? Lagi yes. pabalik tayo dun sa brand. And later on, we're going to unpack what it means yung branding and self-promotion. But, as you said, yun nga, to go back to your question, yun yung bumabalik sa akin in terms of having that confidence to really, be who you are. Yun naman talaga yun eh, di ba? Just being who you are. And it's so weird na yung when we are younger, we wanted to, may ganun tayong feeling of we want to be someone else. Di ba? We want to be someone else. But then, as we grew up, we realized that we really just want to be ourselves and have the confidence to really be ourselves. And I guess accepted, but also, you know, for lack of a better word, not giving any F's what other people will think. That's as long right. as I we stand it. In our truth. So
yes, you know.
Yeah.
And, I care about so, people diba? And at the same time, I really don't care about what they think. It's their yes. separation there, yeah. I can still love them as a person. I mm-hmm. understand. I'm curious. I can empathize with their worldview and perception. I can still respect mm-hmm. them for who they are. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, if they go at me and say, you're a self-promoter and I don't like you, well, mm-hmm. you don't have to like me and that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that kind of peace of mind.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I remember, segue lang din, no? I remember, because do you make vision boards, Bon?
I have a vision deck for my experience in life. Yes.
Okay. So I used to do that as well. Yeah. And I remember isa sa mga big thing talaga na nilagay ko. Kasi normally, di ba, yung mga nalagay, house, travel, ganyan. And I think I also did that. But yung main ko talaga, I looked for a sort of like a calligraphy of basta a photo, ang nakalagay lang doon sa photo is peace of mind. So, for the longest time, that's what I've been working through. And it's such a freeing feeling, di ba? Kapag, ayun na nga, and I feel like, although this has been the focus of our first episode or premiere episode, it will bleed on. Kasi, sa lahat ng episodes natin because it's at the heart of why we're doing the Go Greater podcast, diba? Because of that feeling of having that peace of mind na you don't have to worry about what other people will think. Yes. As long as, of course, you don't infringe on their own rights, diba? Walang ganun. Walang stepping on people's rights. But you may, even if hindi mo siya ni-intend, but you will probably, may ganon, may probability na you will step on other people's toes. Ganon lang talaga siya. It will happen.
Yeah.
And so what we're working on here is really, as you said, building on, building the confidence to just be, ano, comfortable with being yourself, di ba?
Yeah.
Or showing people who you are.
Yes. Yeah. Knowing that you're enough, you know. You're true. Enough and complete, even if other people don't like you. Even if whoever these people are, I mean, whatever they say, even if they have a lot of friends or they have a huge network saying, I don't like this girl. And you can still stand in your power and say, I don't mind.
I know who
you are as a person. I respect you. But that doesn't, that doesn't mean to say that I will not speak my truth about who I am. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I can still speak my truth and respect you. And that's okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also just want to add, no, kasi before, again, I'm speaking for myself. Before, ang normal reaction ko with that, for example, people not liking me, telling me to my face, yung ganon, kasi other people don't really tell you to your face, di ba?
But kind there of are in the grapevine.
Yeah. Pero there are, kasi there's also that fear of, ano ba yun? And yung nagka-come up before sa mga coaching sessions that I had and also yung mga masterclass is yung fear of dahil sa internet world na tayo, di ba? Talagang ito na yun, social media.
Yeah.
Yung mababash, yun talaga yung term na ginamit nila. Like, they're afraid na mabash online. And it's very concerning. Yeah. And although it's very concerning when you hear it from younger people. Kasi bata pa sila, ito na yung reality nila. Would for us, kasi we had experience before talagang naging hype yung social media, right?
So, medyo
concerning. And that's, again, why this is very important to me. Diba? To us, Pons, na to have this kind of conversation. So that when other people, especially younger girls, diba, hear about these things, na hopefully may guidance, of course, ng kanilang adult, is that maintindihan nila, normal pala yun. Diba? Normal pala yung ganong feeling. I feel validated. I feel seen. Even if they don't use the same exact words. But yung feeling lang na, okay, I'm okay. Diba?
Yes,
it's okay. This is normal. And so, that's why, like you, gusto ko rin tong episode na to, yung topic natin about branding and self-promotion. So, for you, Bonds, since I'm sure medyo marami kang masasabi about this, what is branding for you and what is self-promotion? And why do you think this is important?
Okay. For me, before, what I did was, I have grown so much in this self-promotion and branding journey. Mm. So when I was starting out in 2017, it was all, this is what I learned, this is who I am, this is what I can share with you. That's 2017. 2018, it began to pick up. You know, we met at this our HR event.
Mm.
That's where we met, right? First time. Disrupt HR. Okay.
Disrupt HR. Right. With Aileen. Hi, Aileen.
Right. So that's where we met. That's our first meeting. In 2000.
Was it really?
Yes. That's where we met the first time.
Well, how about the workshop we did?
We had the workshop. We had the workshop and then we had that. But after that, you know, it kind of just blew up. And I actually was enjoying the fruits of my self-promotion 2018 to 2019. And then I needed to back up because I needed to focus on my personal life, you know, what happened in my personal life. Mm-hmm. And then now that I'm back, it was really now all about authenticity and transparency and vulnerability. So now I don't know if I call it branding, or my definition of branding now is just sharing what my life is.
I resonate with that.
Yeah, sharing what my life is right now. Sharing, having the vulnerability to share what I enjoy in my life right now. And when you're following me in Facebook and Instagram, you know that it's not just the vulnerability that I share. I am also very open and very candid. I also overshare, in fact, with my challenges. Yes, I overshare with my challenges and problems because I want my friends to know that, well, this is really how it is. Every one of us has these challenges.
You see what you get.
Yep. And these are the techniques and the tools that I use to overcome them. In fact, somebody asked me, what do you do kung may pinagdadaanan ka? And I say, I feel the feelings. And then,
yeah.
Yeah, I feel the feelings.
Same!
And, yeah, grabe. Same, right? And usually, the solution comes up naman eh. Sabi ko. Mm-hmm. Kasi sabi, mm-hmm. what do you do pag may pinagdadaanan ka? And I say, eh, every day naman may pinagdadaanan ako.
Naman.
It's just very different, you know? Mm. It's just one different day after another. So, mm-hmm. If what you're seeing in Instagram from a coach is all the good things and all the success, they're lying. Mm-hmm. Right? They're lying.
Yeah.
Because they're only human beings, and human beings have problems every day. Mm-hmm. I'll bet in one day they feel all the range of emotions. So, diba? That's true. Because the range of emotions, this is a fact. The range of emotions, we all feel them. There's no such thing as someone who is happy 100% of the time.
Yeah.
So, and that's what branding and self-promotion means to me. It's just all about sharing who I am now and having that voice. Having that voice to say, you know, this is an area where I think people need to dig deep into, need to talk about more. I am standing in my own truth. Standing in my own truth and saying, whatever you feel about me, even if you don't like me or you like me, it's okay both ways. I'm just sharing what my truth is. You know, this is my truth. If you want to get to know my worldview, perfect. If you don't want to get to know my worldview, that's also okay. Because we are not everyone's cup of tea. And I find that this has given me the ultimate freedom in life.
Sarap.
Diba?
Yeah.
So tell me about your own freedom.
Well, for myself,
yeah.
As you mentioned something about in 2017, I also started with coaching in 2017. However, I started with this online thing in 2014, I think. Yeah, right about that time, 2014. And so in terms of branding, I have rebranded a couple of times. So I feel like this is something that I have experience on. Yung self-promotion is something that I have been working on. So just to separate lang in terms of my own experience. So branding, same with you, branding is really basically sharing yourself. But in terms of, I guess, if you have, let's say, a passion project, diba? Just for our listeners to put into context. Mm-hmm. So you brand yourself basically because you want to, sabihin na lang natin, for lack of a better term, is you want to distinguish yourself from other people who may be doing the same things as you are.
Mm-hmm.
But dito papasok yung self-promotion, basically you're being yourself, as you said, Bons, kasi you are unique eh. Ikaw na yun, yung personality mo. Even though, diba, even though you are doing the same, like, ikaw, tayong dalawa, we are both coaches, diba? In the same field, no less.
Yeah.
But we are very different still, diba?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, those who may, there are people who may not want to work with me, but they would love to work with you. And there are people who love you, but may not necessarily want to work with you and want to work with me. Yung mga ganon, diba? And, and this isn't to say that we are the only two choices, but
that's right.
Just to give context lang din dun sa branding and self-promotion. And so, for me, when I started in 2014, I was a blogger. Talagang vlogging talaga yung brand ko nun. And and I went into the space as wellness blogger, health and fitness. Yung pinaka, actually yung name ko, oh my God, sabi ko na naman yung name ko. So, I was health junkie. Yung name ng blog ko was health junkie.
Sexy.
And, so, yung focus ko nun before. So, that was my brand, diba? Kumbaga, I was a health blogger and that was my brand. And the way that I was self-promoting was kung ano lang yung alam ko before, diba? Like you said, marami na tayong natutunan and we've grown in this space.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of room to grow, pero we're very different. I'm so sure you will agree that we're very different from who we are even nga a few seconds ago, maybe. Diba?
No.
Like, we really evolving.
No.
Ganun talaga.
Totoo,
with,
no?
Yeah, with every information that we take in and
That's
with
true,
every
no?
yung mga micro decisions that we make, diba?
Yeah.
May nangyayari talagang growth. And so, when I started in 2014, as I was learning and my way through or my way around blogging, and then nag-enter ako ng mga events and brand partnerships.
Yeah.
So I worked with a few brands. Hindi ko na sila i-mention kasi
yeah.
ano, basta I worked with a few local brands.
Yeah.
And then I went into events. And then dun na nagkaroon ng different calling is when I was doing events and getting yung mga media features. So
yeah.
I nagkaroon ng mga questions na how are you doing this? How did you do it? How did you start? And so that's when I started thinking about doing workshops. So
yeah.
I did workshops first. Yeah, I did workshops about blogging first, mga ganon, blogging and writing. So blogging, writing, and then napunta na sa branding. Because
amazing.
Ganon talaga yung trajectory, eh, di ba? You want to learn the skill, and then eventually you want to differentiate yourself from others doing the same thing. Not necessarily to say that other people are, alam mo yun, like parang mas better ka. Hindi ganon, eh. It's really more about distinguishing yourself, di ba? Sabi nga nila, kapag naririnig yung saturated na yung market, yung ganyan, there's, for me, there's no such thing.
No
kasi
such
when
thing.
You feel
like
the
that.
Calling, di ba?
Yeah.
It means na may space for you. Di ba?
I love that,
you just
Tony.
Really have to brand yourself. Naman, sabi ko nga sa'yo, masarap yung topic natin ngayon. So,
I love it.
Di ba?
Uh-oh.
So, going back to my story lang. So yun. So I did workshops and then eventually went into in-person workshops na about branding and writing.
Uh-oh.
Hanggang sa naging coaching service na siya. Kasi na-feel ko lang yung need to do yung virtual classes. Kasi syempre nakakapagod din. Parang dati gustong-gusto ko talaga yung travel, which is masaya naman. Kaya lang, diba, parang yung commute and then yung traffic and everything. So, parang nagkaroon lang ako ng calling or wanting for a different experience. Similar yung ginagawa. So I was still coaching, doing workshops and other things, but I wanted a different atmosphere, yun na lang, parang ganun. And so for me, very important yung branding in terms of yun na nga, differentiating yourself, diba? But dun na nga papasok yung self promotion is because you're being your authentic self, sabi mga bonds, diba? So very important siya dahil meron tayong laging, as we said before, may underlying belief of not enoughness, and also yung going against the quote unquote good girl image, diba? Na parang you have to behave, don't rock the boat, diba?
Don't rock the boat. Sobra.
Yeah.
So that's very true. Before, when I feel that somebody is throwing shade at me, social media, I will automatically shut down and will not say my truth. You know, I will hold back. And then I will think, oh, maybe they're right. Maybe I'm this and that. Maybe I'm a bad person. That is all in the past now.
Sarap.
Right now. So when somebody is throwing shade, and even if, you know, even if there are a lot of them, even if, you know, even if it's someone who's way, way up there with a lot of friends and all the friends, you know, they're agreeing with her, I'm okay with that. It's come to a point when I know that that's her worldview, that's her perception of me.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be my perception of me.
Yeah. That's true.
That's her opinion. It doesn't have to be my opinion of me.
Yeah.
I know why I'm doing what I'm doing. And even if it's because I'm having fun, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, anyone can throw shades at someone who's having fun. And it's up to you, really. You have
choices.
And it doesn't mean that you just shut up and take it. Take the disrespect, right? It doesn't mean that. I've learned to now stand in my own power and say my truth.
Yeah.
Without really attacking another person the way I felt attacked. Mm. So I can now say my own truth respectfully. So when I feel that someone is throwing shade at me, I can express my own truth without calling out the other person in a way that says, you know, I'm curious about your worldview. I understand. I want to understand where your worldview is. At the same time, this is my truth. And in that way, I believe I have found the true meaning of respect. Because when you say respect, it doesn't mean that you respect the other person's point of view and you don't respect your own. You can respect both points of views. I can respect the other person's point of view, why the other person is throwing shade, you know? And I can respect my point of view, why I'm doing what I'm doing. So I believe that's the ultimate form of respect, when you've learned to respect yourself enough.
Yourself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When you've learned to respect yourself enough, to be able to stand up for yourself and defend yourself and say your truth without attacking another person.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I agree completely with that. And also, in terms of, just to flip the coin, no? I also want to say that a person, like ako personally, alam ko na, or I have learned, di ba? Kasi hindi ko alam before eh. But I have learned that you have a choice whether you want to be offended or not by whatever. Yeah. Diba? Kasi nasa sayo naman yun, sabi nga nila, you can't control other people. And that is true. Diba? Yeah. We've tried. Parents have tried. but you really can't. Diba? Yeah. You cannot control other people. And so the only thing that you can control is how you feel, how you react, what you do, what you think. Diba? And this isn't to say na gawin mo siya every second, di ba? That's not the point. It's just that for me, I have learned that siguro nga, the other person is throwing shade, but also maybe it doesn't matter. Or maybe hindi naman din. We don't know, di ba?
Right.
Parang maybe lagi lang, parang I just learned to give the benefit of the doubt.
That's right.
But also, this is not to say that you let other people step on you. Sabi mo nga, di ba?
Yes.
Laging magsiset ng boundary. Yan yung isa ko. Which, again, I don't want to delve deep, too deep. Kasi we will discuss this. Yeah.
Whoever they are, even if they're authority, whoever they are, if you feel disrespected, speak up. And you can do so without attacking the other person.
Yeah, yeah. And another thing about attacking, di ba? Kasi parang yan na yung naging culture these days, especially nung lahat na quarantine and lahat nakaharap sa computer or phone, internet. Parang lahat na lang ina-attack, di ba? Parang sinabi lang niya na gusto niya ng vanilla ice cream, tapos yung isa sinabi gusto niya chocolate, nag-away na sila or something. Example lang yan. I don't know if may nakikinig now na naka-experience na, hindi ako nag-spy on you. It's just an example. But you get what I mean, di ba, Bonds? Na tipong everyone is, angry na lang, lagi. O, di ba?
But that's probably again, because of, you know, what's happening. It's traumatic.
Yeah.
Pandemic, it's traumatic.
True naman. Yes. True.
Yeah.
I'm just saying na sometimes, not sometimes, but all the time, I guess. It's good to step back, especially pag medyo emotional na yung situation. Kasi, ang hirap minsan bawiin yung mga nasabi mo na, di ba? Although, syempre, we all make mistakes and the best way to really atone to that is to say, I'm sorry and I'm not gonna do it again. But personally, for me, two things, di ba? One is, I've learned not to be offended. Parang, kumbaga, hindi, I'm trying my best na talaga i-practice siya daily na if somebody said something, if it's harsh or if it seems talagang disrespectful, I speak up. But also, yung first, kumbaga, not defensive, di ba? May respect pa din, or not attacking. But really just to say, parang this, I felt this, it may not have been your goal or your intention, but yeah. I felt this. So we can discuss this, for example, if it's somebody na talaga I'm close with, diba? We can discuss this and set boundaries and ganito yung nararamdaman ko, ganito yung nangyari, diba?
Yeah.
And second is yung ano may sabihin ko? Wala na naman.
Yeah.
But something to do with, so one is setting boundaries and not being offended. And also, sige, let's circle back to that. It's an important thing na wala lang sa isip ko, but I'm going to get back to that. But yung point ko lang is that we do learn, di ba? And the thing is with branding and self-promotion, minsan, yun na nga, tayo on the other side na nakikita natin yung branding and self-promotion ng other people. And so, we can learn not to be, or I invite other people not to be offended. And again, to set boundaries. I think yun na yung two things that I wanted to share. Is to practice not being offended and also to speak up and set boundaries. Like you said, without attacking. Diba?
Without attacking or without making it personal, because it's not personal.
Exactly.
Yeah, nothing other people do is personal. If you feel that another person is throwing shade at you because they feel that you're a self-promotional person or that you're very noisy in social media or whatever it is that they
too much. Yun yung term na narinig ko. You're too much
or
a lot. You're a
That's
lot
perfect.
Too loud or ganyan.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, those are the perfect words. It's actually not about you. It's
true.
Whatever you're doing, it's triggering something in them. Mm-hmm. And it's not personal about you. So, whatever it is, it's no longer our place. Our place is to defend and to speak up for ourselves, to speak our truth. And set boundaries. But if they don't, if they don't want to respect those boundaries, then it's up to you. You have choices. Do you want to be friends with this person? Do do you want to continue to talk to this person? Do you want to be in the same community with this person? You have choices now.
Yeah.
You don't have to stay in a relationship because everything is a relationship. So you have choices now. You don't have to stay in a relationship where you're not appreciated.
Yes. And by the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. By the way, I just want to distinguish. Iba yung throwing shade versus abuse, ha? So if you feel like abusive na siya or yung conversation or yung relationship, stop. You can just put a stop to it. And that's different. Kumbaga, gusto ko lang siyang lagyan ng layers or levels. Now, what we are talking about here is about, the fear of self-promotion and yung throwing shade or somebody not liking us. Yung mga ganong stuff. But abuse is very different, ha?
Exactly.
Baka lang yung mga listeners natin is medyo may thin line kasi minsan eh. You don't notice na abusive na pala, di ba? But this is very different, guys, ha?
Stepping into your own spotlight. When you're step in your own spotlight because you feel that people throw tomatoes or eggs at you when you're there already in your center stage with spotlight on, with full spotlight on. And that's where your power comes in. When you can stand there and say, I really like myself. Mm-hmm. I really love myself. To be open, to be vulnerable, to be this open, to be this vulnerable, to be this authentic, to be transparent. And it doesn't matter if you like me or not. I still love
And I guess that's the lesson there, no, Bonds, is
yeah.
learning to like yourself. Diba? Because I feel like, yeah, because yeah, I feel like I've had so many conversations with myself before saying mean things about myself, especially kapag hindi mo siya napapansin na naging habit mo na siya. Yeah. Like, tipong, ang stupid ko naman. Yung mga ganong self-talk. Ah. Like, ang stupid ko naman. Or, ah. or yung mga ganon. And for myself, I've learned to recognize when I'm doing that. Yeah. And so, I have also learned and continue to learn, you know, yung reprogramming and rescripting, kumbaga, the conversation that I have with myself.
Yeah.
So that I have a good relationship with myself. Kasi the truth is, you really have to like who you are. And that's and true. I guess that's why you and I have, you know, in our own right, have rebranded to really just show up as our authentic self. Kasi you really have to like who you are, eh, diba?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's difficult to do that when you think you're one thing, but you're doing something else.
I agree.
Diba? Na contradictory. And so, nagkakaroon ng, I feel like doon lumalabas yung fears of, ano ba yung term na to? Yung imposter syndrome and other things yeah. na parang, mm-hmm. diba? And so, you first, for myself, I had to learn how to like who I am.
Yeah.
Diba? It's, kasi minsan, pag may mga question, who are you? Diba yung gano'n? Who are you? And minsan, parang, ang hirap sagutin. Diba? Yeah. Parang, yeah. what? Pero, I mean, parang hirap sagutin because we have not necessarily, ang tawag dyan, yung, hindi natin unpack yung question. But also, it's more on, we haven't taken the time to really ask ourselves, ito nga ba ako? Do I like being this?
Yeah.
And that we have to realize that we can change. We can choose to change. Diba?
Yeah.
Sabi nga nila, for better or for worse, who you are, you have to really like who you are. You have to, kasi ikaw yung lagi mong kasama, di ba? The thoughts that you have in your head.
Very true.
And so, yeah.
To be gentle and to be kind.
Yes.
That's, my greatest teacher about self-compassion is Tara Brach.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Radical Acceptance.
Her book, yeah.
Yes. Mm. And True Refuge. Oh, and this is what I found out as well. If someone else is being critical of someone else, they're actually harder on themselves.
True.
So, that actually made me understood people more because I was like that before. Before, I was too hard on everyone and totally harder on myself. And then when I started being kind to myself, I started accepting people as who they are.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to change there.
Yeah.
And this is the best thing about this. I have allowed myself to dislike people.
Mm.
Because in the past, as a good girl, because you were trained to be a nice person, we were trained to... We were supposed to like everyone we meet. I've learned that it's okay. If you don't like someone, it's okay if you don't like that person.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you have to be unkind to the person.
That's right.
You just don't like the person.
You just listen to your intuition and ask yourself, why you don't like this person? Why can't this person be trusted? Maybe, right? Person is not safe, maybe, right? So, I have very high sensitivity to that. And if a person dislikes me, I have allowed myself to reciprocate the dislike. It doesn't mean that if the person dislikes me, I am going to people please all over that person and do my very best for that person to like me. I know it doesn't work that way. That whatever I do,
I used to be like that though, feeling ko lang. Like, especially nung like for example sa school, yeah, like elementary or high school, mga ganyan, yeah, like you want people to really like you, di ba? Yung mga ganun.
Because but, that's, yeah, what we were, you know, as nice girls, that's, yeah, what, yeah, yeah, we were trained to do. We were trained, mm-hmm, to, we were trained to be nice to other people,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
when they're not nice to us. So it's very liberating. It's like taking, mm-hmm, finally you have your own power, mm-hmm, and you have a lot of choices. It's,
mm-hmm,
it's that there comes freedom knowing that you always have choices.
Mm-hmm.
And well, that's
yes.
coming to the episode two. Another
before we end, I just wanted to ask something before, yeah, we not ask but say something,
yeah,
about triggers. As you said, diba, that you're triggering other person, nasa sa kanila na yun, how they react, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like one of the main reasons why we get triggered is because there's someone that we want to work on ourselves that we see in other people, whether it's positive or negative. So, for example, we see someone very confident and then we get triggered. It's possible that we want to be more confident and medyo ayaw pa natin maging confident because parang ganon, parang when we see the other person, baka they won't like us, etc., etc. But it can also be like a negative, for example, sa atin negative yung behavior or whatever. It's, yeah, it's something that we also wanted to work on sa sarili natin, but we see in other people. Ganyan. So we get triggered
projection.
Because, yeah, yeah, we project. One of the reasons, not all the time, but one of the reasons. And like you said, meron pa rin, you really just, you, not just, hindi yung term, but you have to, or let me just speak for myself na, yeah, I have learned to really listen to my intuition in terms of,
I love that,
with people, ganyan. Kasi, there are yung mga times that I have thought, yung may mga regrets, normal naman yan, di ba? May mga regrets. But yung mga times that I have regrets are the times na hindi ko sinunod yung intuition ko. Yung na-feel mo na siya and then
so
hindi
true.
Mo hindi mo sinunod. And so I'm starting to really go back to that. Very strong yung intuition game ko talaga eh growing,
yeah,
up.
Agree,
and so I guess I'm just relearning and, yeah, in going back to that ano, to that practice. So, ayun lang. So juicy ng episode na to.
Sobra.
And to think na akala natin it's all about marketing and branding and self-promotion, but
para diba, living your authentic self pala.
Oh,
I love
naman.
That. I love
so,
that.
Yung takeaway natin is really branding is really being
enjoying
who
yourself
you are.
There.
Yeah,
yeah,
enjoying,
yeah,
yourself. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Having the time of your life. Sharing your life to everyone who wants to,
yeah,
see what your life is all about. And, yeah, that is episode 2 of Go.
Yes.
And,
yes.
We totally invite you to tell us, you know, tell us your comments about our episode, your questions, send a message,
yep,
to Tony and I.
Yeah.
Have you experienced someone throwing shade at you?
Yeah. And also, wanted to say that since we're talking about self-promotion,
yeah,
why don't you self-promote in the comments?
So
whether you are on Facebook or our Instagram, we're going to post this as well. Tell us what you do and who you help. No, so my counting self-promotion there, we want to bump it up because again self-promotion isn't really so much about you,
yeah,
but it's about the people who you may help with what you do, with the
I
problems
that
you solve, diba? So yun,
yeah,
i-reframe natin yung mindset na it's about nagmamayabang ka or whatever.
I
really
love
more
that.
About making it easy for your potential customers, maybe potential clients, or just basically other people who you want to be in your community to get to know you, to reach out to you when they, you know, yung feeling, I'm not sure with you, Bonnie, ah, pero yung feeling na parang may gusto kang help, pero hindi mo alam saan ka lalapit. So, why not make it easy, di ba? So, tell us what you do, who you help, and that's that.
Yay! I love it. Yes, please do so, because believe you me, whatever you do, it will resonate to someone.
Mm. It will, everything is love.
Oh, I love that. Okay, all right.
Diba?
And with that, I believe that we've come to the end of episode 2. And the two of us, I'm sure Tony, you're very excited for episode 3 because I am.
Of course. Parang lagi na lang.
I know. That topic. Wow. Mm. Okay. That topic is so therapeutic. And that's it. Thank you for listening to Go Greater.
Thank you.
I'm grateful for you joining us in our community.
Catch you again on our next episode. And follow Go Greater on Spotify and on Facebook. We're going to share the link with you. Wherever you are, whether you're on Instagram or Facebook, Bonnie is on Instagram as Bonnie_Factor. And I am Keep Going Tony.
Again, this is Bonnie.
And this is Antoinette reminding you to go greater. Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.